Protests across Europe against over-tourism are gaining momentum as the cost of living in the continent continues to increase. Spain will host an estimated 100 million international travellers this year, and local residents in Barcelona are protesting, saying mass tourism increases their cost of living. The Wire's contributor from Tune FM, Ash Taylor, spoke with senior lecturer in tourism management at the University of South Australia, Dr. Freya Higgins-Debiol, about the impacts of mass tourism.
One of the big impacts is about the economics of tourism. The states, governments, communities engage with tourism, not to host tourists for the fun of it, but it is about jobs, foreign exchange, income, infrastructure. So one of the critical questions that come is, does tourism actually deliver those benefits? And then how do those benefits trickle down through the economy into the community's pockets? And I think the most recent idea of mass tourism and the modern tourism is the fact that there's exploitation by big multinational corporations who are bringing in tourists to destinations and extracting wealth and extracting the opportunities and impacting on the infrastructure while leaving very little benefits behind. And perhaps the iconic image of that are the cruise ships. The cruise ship industry is very consolidated under three multinational corporations. And the model of the cruise ship is to keep all wealth within the corporate structure as much as possible. But you get the same thing also with the cheap airlines.
It is such a complicated topic that I've certainly never thought too deep into it myself. A lot of things to think about. And I'm really interested in what you said about how it changes the essence of a place. And this is something that you say you have personal experience with. What does that mean to change the essence of a place from tourism?
It's a really complicated phenomenon. And some of my colleagues specialize on some of these issues. It can be both for good and for bad. So, changing the essence of the place might be bringing in services and infrastructure and diverse experiences that the local people can benefit from. So, for instance, on my home island, we were poor when I was a youth. That's quite a long time ago, but it was a poor place. And the tourists coming in and bringing money into the economy gave government coffers for infrastructural development. So when I was a teenager, we actually liked the tourists, because they brought outsiders, they brought excitement, they brought young people to date and, increased our interactions with outside people. But at the same time, then it changed the culture with outside cultures coming in. And even with this just being wealthier people from the rest of the United States coming to this island off North Carolina, it did change some things in a negative way, but also, for instance, it helped reduce the racism because it was a racist place as well. But the question, I think, becomes, how does the community feel about the changes that are being made, and how are they listened to, and how can they be engaged in influencing the decisions that are happening?
I guess it all comes down to this concept of sustainable and responsible tourism. I guess we've sort of given a few examples, but responsible or sustainable tourism versus irresponsible tourism, where's the line?
Well, responsible tourism is focused upon the idea that the tourist consumer has capacity to influence the way tourism occurs. So agencies, bodies will give education. So that's what responsible tourism does, is tries to do tourism education, to gear tourists to creating positive impacts in the places that they visit and reducing their negative impacts. Sustainable tourism looks at the idea of the tourism system and it asks, how can you manage tourism so that it becomes in balance, not imbalanced. So it's in balance with the idea that you access the assets of tourism in a community, but it becomes maintainable into the future. The difficulty with that definition, though, is it's very tourism-centric. So it doesn't ask what's happening in the wider economy, ecology, society that might be undermined by tourism.
What are some of those practices that could lead to a shift in how we look at the tourism industry?
Really wonderful question. And I think the first step is just to educate yourself. no, you know, it's kind of anathema to holidays and getting away from it all with this idea that you've got to educate yourself about the place you're going. But you should. You should learn something, know something. What are the pain points the community faces? Are there water issues? Are they in drought? Do they struggle like for Bali?
Dr. Freya Higgins-Debiol from the University of South Australia there, speaking with Tune FM's Ash Taylor.